Well, I was going to say you won't have heard the track played that way before, but you will have done if you were listening earlier on in the year, because we were playing it then. The track is Groove Is In The Heart. It's from the new album Dance, Dance, Dance by the Papini Sisters. And Marcella Papini joins me on the line. Hi, Marcella.
Hello, Neil. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. Things are good with you, I take it, because things are back up and running again. Is that right?
Yes. For the moment, yeah, at least. Yes,
oh, no.
Up and running.
Crazy, because this was originally, we did start playing this track back at the beginning of the year, and the album was all due for release then, but it's all kind of got knocked back due to COVID, I take it.
Yes, unfortunately, we were due to go on tour with and release the album at the beginning of April, which is when everything shut down. So we thought better of releasing the album then, and we're doing it now instead.
And it's a great sound. I mean, it's a very traditional sound. Is it very much? You're named along the lines of the Andrews Sisters, is that right?
Which is brilliant. Yes, it is right. And these days, we've almost earned our place in their universe, which is a fantastic achievement in our book.
Well, it's great, isn't it? Because you're not just doing the old songs. I mean, you are described as old songs with a new spin or new songs with an old spin. And
yes.
I guess that's the thing, isn't it? You've got an awful lot of back catalogue that you can go through that they never got a look at.
That's very true. Yeah, they never got access to Gloria Gaynor or Kate Bush or any of those gems that we've covered through the years. So it's true. We have more catalogue.
And how do you spend your days? Do you just listen to music all the time thinking, hang on a minute, we could do this with it? Or are there specific artists or genres that you think this would work really well with in our style?
No, we literally listen to everything and not just to scope for songs to cover. It's just that our tastes are so broad. I'm really into Stormzy and a lot of grime at the moment.
Hey, I wasn't expecting that as an answer.
There you go. We are incredibly varied in our genres. Like, my taste spans from opera, which I got obsessed with at 12. So when I was a teenager, I was more into opera. And these days, no longer a teenager, I listen to a lot of grime and everything in between. Like, I've got obsessed with an artist called Moses Sumney lately. Really lots of different stuff. And when you listen to so much music, there's always something that catches your eye. Like a few years ago, we did a cover of Missy Elliott's Work It, which she actually really liked. She gave us a shout out on Twitter. It's just always hearing a song, and then after a while, when you get to know it really well, you start thinking, this would sound really nice as a foxtrot or something.
I love the way you analyse it. So tell us about your two singing partners, Kate and Emma. How did you all get together?
Well, Kate and I have known each other for over 15 years now, because we both went to Trinity College of Music.
Right.
We were on the jazz course. I was finishing my degree as she was starting hers, and we were the tenors in the jazz choir, because we there was a shortage of men, and we were the most manly in the group. So we took the male part, and we were a really tight unit in the jazz choir. We really worked beautifully together. So when I left Trinity College and I wanted to start a vocal group, she was the first person that I went to. And at the time, we had a different redhead for years. And then in 2012, she left, and Emma had just graduated from the Royal Academy of Music. She's a jazz monster, Emma.
Right.
And she really is. And we were lucky enough to get her to join us. And so we're all geeky jazz graduates, basically.
But how long does it take you to practice? Because I would imagine that close harmony singing is not something that just happens by chance. It must take an awful lot of practice.
It does, yeah. And especially in the beginning, the work that we had to do was also in finding how three incredibly different voices can blend together. And that is the bit that takes the most work. But then once you've got used to that, it kind of becomes second nature. So now we can get together in one afternoon and learn three songs Whereas in the early days, learning one song would take us 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, I can imagine. And you're normally backed by a three-piece, but on this new album, of course, you got the Pasadena Roof Orchestra.
Yes.
How much fun was that?
That was incredible. It was absolutely brilliant. They have, can you believe, they have 39 albums under their belt. Obviously not the same formation because, you know, they've been going since the 60s.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're all amazing musicians and really, really lovely people. And we'd done gigs together in 2011. And then 2 years ago, we were doing a gig together in Poland. And we just thought, why have we never recorded an album together? We sound amazing. And so we decided to do that. And it was brilliant to collaborate. Also because in the previous albums, we had had horns, but never a big band. And we'd done our horn arrangements ourselves, which I really wanted to do for this album. But then having had those arrangers do the horn arrangements instead, I thought, actually, you know what? This is an incredible opportunity to learn from the masters.
I was going to say, this is what they do for a living. Let's let them do their job. Yeah.
Incredible, incredible sound. So it was beautiful. And just such a pleasure to record with them.
Oh, fantastic. We're looking forward to it. And of course, on Saturday, you have this full show live stream coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we thought, if the mountain can't go to Muhammad, or as it were, we can't come to you, so we will make sure that everybody can come to us via the magic of the internet. And we're making it as interactive a show as we possibly can. We're going to have a chat that people can leave us comments to, and we'll have the comments read to us. You know, the most relevant will be read to us, and we'll respond. And it's a high production show with four cameras, and we're recording it in the studio where we recorded the album. So it's going out live, but it's also going to be filmed and recorded as an album, a live album. So it's a big project that we're undertaking, and there's not been that many high production
people's front lawns and front lounges, doesn't it? So this is going to be amazing. How can people get tickets for it?
If you go to www.thepepinisisters.com, and you, it's immediately at the beginning, at the top of the page.
Blindingly obvious, is it? Even I could manage it.
Blindingly obvious, saying, what's on, darling? And then it tells you where to go to get the tickets.
Fantastic. Yeah. And listen, what I love about it is you've even got a cocktail that people should be sipping. I've got the recipe here. I've printed it off.
Are you going to make it?
Well, you've got most of Cambridge at the first line, 2 ounces of gin. You've got them all at that.
There you go, yes.
elderflower cordial going in there, grapefruit juice, Campari, and a sprig of rosemary. That sounds like a very tasty little cocktail. I love your description of how to make it, though. This is so Cambridge. Bruise the rosemary with a pestle. That's a mean thing to do, isn't it? Get your rosemary in and then just bruise it with a pestle. And then once you've done it, I mean, it's probably not the sort of thing you can teach me how to do on the radio, but how do you sip insouciantly while enjoying some hot jazz?
You need to watch some French movies from the 1960s first to get exactly where the hand should be as you do that. It's the way that the French would hold a cigarette.
Oh, you know, okay. Okay. Yeah? I shall practice ahead of Saturday. We'll be there. So it's been lovely to talk to you. This is music to cheer people up, because the news just keeps going round and round in circles and getting worse and worse and worse.
Yes.
And it's ladies like you who are doing such a great job cheering us all up. So good luck for Saturday night.
Thank you.
I don't want to let you go without we have another track. Give me a choice. Because the thing I love about the album, we're talking about, as I say, new twists on old songs and old twists on new songs. You've got Groovers in the Heart and I Want to Dance with Somebody up against Mac the Knife and Putting on the Ritz. And that that's an album for everybody if ever I've heard of one. But give me another one of the new ones that we could play out with.
I reckon we should go for Dolly Parton, don't you think?
Oh, a bit of 9 to 5.
Bit of 9 to 5,
excellent.
Yes.
Marcella, good luck with the concert, and thanks ever so much
for
talking to us.
Thank you so much. Take care.